What's going on, everybody? This is another edition of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. My name's Eddie Greer, the third, a.k.a. EG3 for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, all about the latest in the world of NASCAR, talking about the, Cable World Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. I'm recording this on this Friday evening, December 3rd, really literally after the formal award ceremony was done last night, which obviously that did not. I made a gripe about it in the last episode of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Just a couple more episodes left before we take an off, maybe possibly two weeks on this podcast, or maybe one. Haven't decided on that yet, but there has been content. Yes, there has been content released recently on the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3. You have not subscribed or downloaded yet, please, first off, if you're not a subscriber to the podcast, I know this is the off season and I'm continuing to publish content out here and there. Like I said, every time something happens, I'm trying to get on top of it or report it on the next day. So you guys know my thoughts on a situation. Please subscribe to the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast wherever you get your podcast. That means we're on Apple Podcasts, we're on Spotify, and other outlets. Please do that as well, as we're in the middle of the holiday season as well. So definitely go check that out as well. Recently posted an episode on the Front Row Motorsports situation. That was the last episode, just recently published as well. You got another one coming on Sunday, which is this one, which is finally going to be the NASCAR Cup Series Championship recap. Talking about Kyle Larson, and of course, he was honored last night as well. And again, how messed up it is that we can't actually sit down and watch it on TV in actual real time instead of tape delayed crap and watch it on Saturday, which I'm not going to be able to watch that. I'll be honest with you guys. I'm not going to be able to watch that. Now, it's probably going to be on YouTube. I will watch that, definitely for sure. But now, Saturday night, that's for sure, because there's football game, championship football games, conference anyways going on. I got a busy afternoon anyways with basketball going on that afternoon. So I'm going to be able to watch that. So that's kind of disappointing again, having to reiterate that situation, but it is what it is. But hey, for me, I don't have to watch that. I told you guys that it'll be posted pictures on NASCAR or even on social media at that, the burnouts celebration. I'll just stay on this for a little bit since this is the Cup Championship recap. the burnouts on Broadway were something else, and of course, a couple drivers did not get a chance to do that. Of course, Mark Trescher can't do that. Saw a little 10-second clip of whatever happened with his race car. Yeah, he's one of the best in the business to do a burnout, and unfortunately, he couldn't. Your runner-up, yes, it don't mean anything. Your runner-up, Martin Truex Jr., for the third time in some four years, can't do a burnout. Your runner-up in the Cup Series, and Alex Bowman couldn't do one as well. I don't know what happened with him. He started and he stopped. So I don't know what happened there. So that's two that could not do a burnout. Alex Bowman and Martin Truex Jr. both had four wins from this past season as well. So that had to be a little disappointing as well. And of course, yeah, takes care of that situation. I'm tired of that. Whew. So there you go on that. Everything is still good on that front. But yeah, absolutely kind of disappointing as well. I mean, of course, you know, every time the caution came out and Mark Trish Jr. came on pit road, every time he's leading, this happens, of course, almost every time caution comes out. Yeah, of course it does. And then, of course, on where everybody's paying attention, have their camera phones out and whatnot, Mark Trish Jr., MTJ, my guy, can't do a damn burnout. So that's frustrating. Just watching that and laughing at the same time. Like, yeah, of course you can't do that. Obviously, the most popular driver, not surprised, Chase Elliott, fourth in a row. The most wins, the most popular driver. He's going to win it. So he's going to continue to win it. You might as well just etch his name in there, just like Dale Earnhardt Jr. The past, 13, 14 seasons, he's won that thing. Chase Elliott's going to give him a run for his money because he's got a long way to go. That's that on that. Also, congratulations. And I don't know who was the, and I don't have who became the most popular Xfinity Series driver. I'm going to have to go and look that up at some point. But maybe I'll have that on the next edition of the podcast. But all I came across was Haley Deegan. Congratulations to her. The most popular driver award in the KP World Truck Series for 2021. That's big. Obviously, you know she's going to be up there in the ranks. And definitely going to be up there next year as she's going to look to take the next steps forward in her Truck Series career, trying to get that elusive win. That's what she talked about more recently. Congratulations to her on that. And, yeah, I don't know who was the Xfinity Series champion at the recording of this podcast. I can take a couple of guesses of who, but I'm not going to say right now and make myself look a little stupid doing that. So I will look to confirm that as well. Obviously, the champions were honored. Ty Gibbs was at the burnout. He was a champion. The ARCA Series, I believe, East or either way, they're still the damn same thing. One of the champions in the ARCA Series, great season, a multi-winner in the Xfinity Series this year as well. Daniel Hemric, back burnout and backflip, that was awesome. Obviously, talked about him most recently in one of the episodes, off-season episodes, on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you check that out as well. See, I told you guys a lot of content already posted. It could be at least, I know I got one possible. I'm recording one tomorrow with a special guest. Been a long time. And you guys know him. He's been, I'll give you this. He's been a long time special guest on this podcast. He's coming back again. I'm recording that late tomorrow night, late tomorrow night or tomorrow evening, depends. So I'm hoping I can do that tomorrow evening and not late at night, even though this is the first weekend of December as I'm recording this podcast. So I'm looking forward to that, and I'm hopeful to get AJ back on here, as well as another guest on here. I might be targeting one more. It depends right now. If I could pull that off or not. So definitely, again, I mentioned this. I am going to have an episode of where my favorite special guest episodes will pop up. And the top 10 and the EG3 awards as well. I might combine those together. Thinking about that. Yeah, I'm probably going to end up doing that. That's probably a good idea. That's probably a grand finale to end the 2021 season on. So you heard it here first on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, my top 10 races from 2021 and the EG3 awards will all be on one episode, mega episode, for the season finale of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast in a couple weeks. Can't wait for that. Yeah, so just kind of continuing on that, Kyle Larson was honored as the official 2021 champion, and boy, he has soaked it all in, seeing all the pictures and whatnot, and it's well deserved for him for the journey. Well deserved for him, obviously, from seasons ago up until from last year to this year. 10 wins this year for Kyle Larson, nothing short of spectacular for him. And of course, this also came up in the statisticians here as I dive on in more to this episode here. Kyle Larson, 10 wins, half of those came in the postseason. I want to go back and confirm that as well. He had a monster regular season, then might as well just top it off in the regular in the postseason with 5 more wins. You win the playoff. No, you don't. He didn't win the playoff opener. He won the third the elimination race going back to Bristol. That which set up the rivalry with Chase Elliott and Kevin Harvick, and that battle to the end. Kyle Larson came out of there, won that one, and then a couple weeks later in the cutoff race there in Charlotte, the Roval. Kyle Larson wins that as well, and he won all the damn road courses this year as well. So on top of that, you win the last road course of the year. That's the Charlotte Roval. And then a round of eight, you turn around Texas. You smoke them at Texas Motor Speedway for that. And then you turn around, win back-to-back races. Actually, this was the start of three in a row. That Charlotte Roval was the start of three in a row for Kyle Larson. And then I was there at the Kansas race, the Kansas Fall race there. Kyle Larson there winning that race there, holding off his teammate Chase Elliott and Kevin Harvick there for that one. And then Martinsville made too many mistakes there, but that didn't really matter. And then you come back. You're already locked in Championship 4, a Championship 4 race, and you rally back from I think everything changed when he got that damage on that race car going back last month. Now we're in December. I gotta say last month. I can't say 2 weeks ago, right? So back last month, right, when he suffered a little bit of damage, I can't remember what he got, some right rear contact from somebody. I can't remember who it was at that time, but when he got that contact, it seemed like it made that car a little bit better, aka spring race Martin Truex Jr. Something happened with him early in the race, and all of a sudden he either slightly tacked the wall or did something. Kind of reminded me of that Martinsville race where Martin Truex Jr. was about to get lapped in the second stage and then had that damage on the left front of his car or whatever. But after that damage, that car got faster and faster. So he won that. You turn a year and a half later to that situation. But this happened at Phoenix. Got the right quarter damage on his race car. And then that thing just took off. And then toward the end of this race, though, he was struggling. He was the last. At one point, though, he was the last freaking car of the Championship 4 drivers, right? And it looked like there for a moment, until one of the stupid cautions came out late in the race there, which unfortunately Martin Truex Jr. was leading and holding off Denny Hamlin, or charging Denny Hamlin at the same time. Here we go again. This reminds me of holding off Kyle Busch at Martinsville. Not Martinsville, that's the wrong truck. Holding him off at Homestead a couple years ago, that frantic finish, 40 laps of heart-pounding racing. Oh gosh, is Kyle Busch going to hold off Martin? Is Martin going to hold off Kyle Busch there, which he did, which is still, to me, I don't know how the hell did he do that to win that championship then. And I think you think back into that moment, oh my goodness, Martin's going to do it again. It's like pacing back and forth, but the caution comes out for a spin, I think, in the back stretch, throws the monkey into it, and then the pit stop of the year. I know the 5 teams has some fast pit stops. Even Alex Bowman's crew's been really fast all year long, busting out pit stops for wins. Got to go back to Richmond, Spring Richmond. There, scored the fastest pit stop of the year, which eventually won Alex Bowman in the race there, holding off, a.k.a. Mr. Martin Denny Hamlin. More on that a little later with Denny, but Kyle Larson, the 5 team, come up huge there. And it was pretty much set, and there was another caution thrown out as well, I think, toward the end of that finish right there. So, gotta give kudos all around. I mean, Cliff Daniels, I thought he wasn't going to be a good enough crew chief. Obviously, he didn't do jack of nothing with Jimmy Johnson there. There in his waning moments there. I know Jimmy Johnson was in his twilight of his NASCAR Cup career. Fortunately, that team did not show no damn speed. And then you turn around, you Harold, obviously the champ now, one of the best in the sport now, more clearly than that. And Kyle Larson already made that more definite. You put him in better equipment, top-notch equipment, like a Hendrick Motorsports, right? And you bust off 10 wins. So, you know, that's not even what you can say about that. Kyle Larson just proved to everybody that he is the best in the business when it comes to driving, whether it's dirt, short tracks, road courses. He literally won all the road courses this year. Dominated Sonoma, Watkins Glen, took that one, even though it dominated Chase Elliott. Took Sonoma, even though held off Chase Elliott and Martin Truex Jr. Run the Roval races there. Charlotte Roval, holding off. I can't remember who Chase Elliott had a lot of damage in that one, and we all know what happened there as well. So he really showed us, Kyle Larson, what he can do, what his skill set is like. In 2021 is the perfect example of that. He really showed us that he can wheel a damn race car, and he did it really well. Kudos to Cliff Daniels, Rick Hendrick, you knew he was going to snatch him up. And this was not even before, ladies and gentlemen, this was not even before 2021, right? You knew these rumors kind of popped off when Kyle Larson was still at Ganassi Racing. Obviously, Chip Ganassi, congratulations to him, putting an end to his career as an owner in the Cup Series in 2021. A long-time NASCAR owner. Saw his success, his ups and downs in the sport, but goes out, you know, well-respected owners in all of NASCAR, talking about Chip Ganassi on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. But yeah, I mean, that's just a perfect example right there, right, of the perfect, if you want to start your franchise around, who are you going to start? Start it, that guy. Kyle Larson, that's the perfect guy to start your franchise around. And Kyle Larson keeps the big old silver cup in the Hendrick Motorsports stable as Hendrick Motorsports goes back to back.
You're listening to the 3-Wide Podcast with EG3.
Yeah, I'm going to get that fly sooner or later. This is a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast flying around this mini studio here in my basement in my house here in Manhattan, Kansas. The good old MHK here on this Friday. I'm recording on this Friday evening, chasing this small fly around this recording studio down here. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Cable World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Indy NASCAR Cup Series. For those of you looking for truck content, I've already posted one up on Ben Rhodes. Go please download, check that, along with the Xfinity Series. These are separate episodes with Daniel Hemric. And then more recently, recorded an episode on Front Changes with Front Row Motorsports. Go check that out as well. And that was earlier this week, actually, on midweek. And this is going to be coming out on Sunday night, sometime during Sunday night football as well, which this year I've been posting all of my episodes on Sunday. I've been hitting a groove with my recording schedule. I've been on rhythm with that. And so I kept that schedule. Of course, with the breaking episodes, those will be out the next day in the off season as well. But more importantly, I'm going to keep that schedule with recording. Posting these episodes mainly on Sundays. I'm going to keep that schedule going into next year, the next gen car and whatnot. The 3-Wide NASCAR podcast continues. This is the Cup reaction to the championship, really the whole entire year, which was the year of the Kyle Larson show. 10 wins this year. And this came with adversity, a little bit of adversity. Obviously, the Championship 4 saw that, obviously. 10 wins, 20 top 5s, 26 top 10s. Larson, 17 top 10, not 17 top 10s, just said 26. 17 stage wins for Kyle Larson. I don't have the exact, my actual notes up here on my screen, but yeah, he led a ton of laps there, and he held off Martin Truex Jr. there as the perfect amount of laps there towards the end of the checkered flag of the Championship 4 race there. Speaking of Martin Truex Jr., you're runner-up again for what, the third time in what, some 5 years or something like that? Man, I keep saying, obviously he's my guy, and I talk about him quite a bit on his podcast. I try not to do that. But, hey, I mean, when Martin Truex Jr. is rolling good, yeah, I'm going to talk about him. Even if it's bad, I'll still talk about him. But anyways, though, second for the third year in the last 4 or 5 years. What a rally back here. He missed the Championship 4 last year. So, but he gave it a world. I mean, obviously, I think and this is probably going to sound biased again, but yeah, I think he had all those cars were really fast in this championship four race. That includes Denny Hamlin, also Denny Hamlin, and I'm also forgetting one more other person in there. Why I'm forgetting? Oh, yep, that's Chase Elliott. Yeah, Chase Elliott as well. So, they, at one point or another, these guys were really fast at points of the race. You would think, oh, goodness, I mean, you can put these four guys in a bowl, in a lottery bowl and stir them and come out with one for the winner. And that's what literally just happened a month ago with, even though with Kyle Larson in the mix here. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with that. Obviously, with Chase Elliott as, I don't know what this person is, my neighbor is doing over here. But, yeah, that's literally, I don't know what's going on over here. Anyways, excuse me, folks, for that, but yeah, that just literally just happened. But anyways, wow, I did not see that coming. Yeah, I know, folks, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Yeah, I don't, what in the world is going, what is wrong? What are you doing? Anyways, I'm sorry to get ADD in here, but start it back here real quick here before I get way off topic here, because I am not happy with that. Anyway, but yeah, so back to my point here. Four drivers, obviously. They were fast. All of them were fast. All of them were leading at points in time during this race. And it seemed to me like you can pick, you can throw these numbers, the 19, the 4, not the four. Four didn't make it. Four got winless this year. Under 19 and 9, the 11 and the 5. You can throw those in a hat, pick one out, and draw out the winner, which was obviously what happened with Kyle Larson. All these guys are fast. All these guys had their points in this race. And at the end, Kyle Larson and his pit crew made it happen. Martin Truex just fell maybe a couple laps short. I mean, you go maybe at least maybe two or three more laps. I mean, he was gaining on him. I mean, he was really gaining on him, especially there towards the end. And fortunately, fell short. And I was frustrated with the caution, what came out. But, I mean, I didn't think the caution didn't come out. I think Martin Truex Jr., we're sitting here having another discussion of Martin Truex Jr., a two-time NASCAR champion. Again, how many times have we said that in between the last 5 years? I mean, Martin has been missed opportunities there that he could be a multi-champion in the sport, but, you know, things happen. Just like, you know, the whole thing with Joey Logano, missed opportunity there, and then putting the wrong tires on the wrong side of the car. That still buffoons me to this day. You're talking about a three-time, problem, maybe at least a two-time NASCAR champion, at least. You got to convert to one of those. And, hey, you know, things happen. You can't fault Martin for that kind of stuff. So, anyways, I mean, you have to look at the situation where, you know, yeah, so anyways, here, so, you know, you have to look at it like that, as I don't know what these fools are doing here, as now I am now really paying attention to what's going on over here. Did they not look? No, I'm paying attention over here. Yeah, folks, this is the first for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. What a bunch of idiots over here. That's just so dumb. But anyways, oh man, oh gosh, I'm going to get really upset. But anyways, here again, apologies for the ADD and still ADD. What just happened a few moments ago? Literally, I have an angle, an angle, and it's not my next door neighbor, but apparently these fools are doing something over here that they shouldn't really be doing. So anyways, you know, that's the way it's going to have to happen. So, you know, back to finish with Martin Truex Jr. He didn't have the numbers. You know, obviously he had probably the least numbers of the championship four. As I pull up on my screen, actually, he was right there, actually. Not, I mean, 13 top fives, 4 wins, 20 top 10, 6 stage wins for Martin Truex Jr. Obviously the 4 wins. Richmond in the playoffs, early in the playoffs. Then you got to go back over to early in the season, obviously, getting over the hump at Phoenix. And, man, you would think, well, we got a shot at this. And I know Jordan Bianchi was really on the Martin Truex Jr. bandwagon when coming to back to Phoenix. I mean, it looked sure the hell that way, that's for sure, there until the stupid caution had to come out there, which really, really set the stage for the pit crew of Martin Truex Jr., not Martin Truex Jr., but Kyle Larson. So, you know, we'll see what happens next season, obviously. But obviously, every year, you know, has its limits over here. So we'll see what happens there. Oh my goodness! Wow. Yeah. So I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna say what happened. I'm just gonna, you know. Yeah, that would piss me off, and that pisses me off. So, but yeah, I mean, you can't afford. I'm gonna collect myself real quick. This is a 3-1 NASCAR podcast with EG3. The championship edition continues on the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. Apologies for the ADD as I'm recording this. Obviously, in my home, in my current home, Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, you just got some play-by-play, a little bit of play-by-play of what just went down. Obviously, when this comes out on Sunday, you guys won't even know what happened, but I witnessed it right in front of me. And, yeah, I just don't know what to say about that. And I shouldn't tell you guys about that, because that's going to be even more upset, because by then, it'll be too late. But, you know, hey, I mean, all I got to say, look, people got to do stupid bonehead stuff, and that was a bonehead move right in front of me, right there. So hopefully somebody else saw that and reports them. That's all I'm going to say about that, even though this is our family does live in a family neighborhood, but I have never seen those folks before, and what they did, I mean, neighborhoods, you can say the neighborhood's public, but right there, I mean, I'm gonna get in trouble for this. Anyway, so Martin Truex Jr., I was going back to his wins. Obviously, my favorite out of the four has to be the ass whooping. Speaking of which, I can give an ass whooping right now to all those folks who just did what they just did. An ass whooping at Darlington. That was my favorite in the old school black mate. Or I might be butchering that scheme right there. So definitely, I mean, hey, you can't hang your head about that. You gave it all you had. That is for damn sure for that. And that's all you could have done right there in that situation. But if the caution doesn't come out right there, we're talking about a different situation there. Obviously, Martin Truex Jr. won Martinsville earlier in the spring. Turned around, won Darlington, and then his fourth and final race of the year, won the second playoff race at Richmond Raceway. So they really homed in on consistency in the playoffs when talking about Martin Truex Jr. The other two cats, Denny Hamlin, Mr. Mark Martin, who he mentioned Mark Martin in one of his little press conferences. in one of his press conferences early in championship week, fell short yet again in the postseason. This is another chapter, ladies and gentlemen, that we had of Denny Hamlin, that he's obviously like Kyle Larson, because Denny Hamlin and Kyle Larson really pushed each other all year long from the drop of the green flag at Daytona. Really, probably not even that. Probably say it's either the second or third race of the season, and pushed each other right down to the limit of Phoenix. And Denny Hamlin falling short yet again. And he said in his little championship press conference, or champions week press conference anyways, that you know he's in his best shape of his career and whatnot, and you know, only two wins. His first win was not until the playoffs. That has to go back to Las Vegas. Yeah, you had to wait till Las Vegas. No, not Las Vegas. Las Vegas, that was his second win of the year. His first was at Darlington, the playoff opener, which Kyle Larson nearly put off the video game move there. NASCAR 2021 pulled off the video game move there on Denny Hamlin to win that race, but both of them hit the wall and literally dragged their sides of the car to the wall to the finish. Obviously, Darlington, you're going to get that. Obviously, we've seen our share of crazy finishes there with that. Denny Hamlin falling short there, 19 top fives, 25 top tens, 10 stage wins for the 11 car in 2021. You throw your hands in the air. It's going, what can I do? What else can I do? And really, I just said, one, all these four cars showed speed throughout the championship four race in the Cup Series last month, right? So Denny Hamlin, we keep saying this is the year, Denny Hamlin, this is the year, Denny Hamlin. You know, he had to wait. I mean, he was fast early on this year. There's no question about it. He left a couple of wins on the table, right? He left a couple wins out there on the table. He could have had a couple more wins, but it might not have mattered anyways. But still, though, I mean, another Denny Hamlin typical year where you are leading laps, winning races, finishing in the top 10, being right there in the conversation, being a part of another championship four race, and for the second straight year, at least as Phoenix is concerned anyways, can't get it done. And Martin Truex Jr. had a better car than Denny Hamlin. Again, that might be more a biased opinion, but that is but you know, Denny Hamlin, I think that race goes green fully and not no stupid cautions. Martin Truex wins the championship. Kyle Larson, he was, what, 5-6 seconds back at that moment in time of the race. Kyle Larson wasn't going to win. Chase Elliott fell back. They lost the track position. And while I'm thinking about that, yes, there are two game-changing cautions. Obviously, the one that Martin Truex Jr., I kind of even forgot about this until I even said something about cautions, right? Martin Truex Jr. was on pit road, actually, when one of those cautions came out, and apparently got his few in tires and service and whatnot. And fortunate enough, he came out at that. That could have been the championship winning move right there late in the game, where I forgot who was cautions for. It's been a month, so who cares? But, you know, Martin Truex was on pit road, got tires and service, came out. He was the only championship contender was on pit road, because the green flag stops were just beginning to happen there, and Martin was the first to dive on, and then boom, yeah. Of course, going back to the top of the episode, right? Of course, right. The caution comes out for it, right? So, and then timing and scoring loops back around. All of a sudden, bam! I'm like, oh my goodness, this might be it. This might be where we get two championships, right? Of course, we all know the story that doesn't happen. But at that moment, though, right, you're thinking that, right? So that if this thing goes green the rest of the way, yeah, I think Truex would have held him and off, because those guys obviously were matching lap times and whatnot at that critical time. And it flip-flopped, too, because Hendrick Motorsports, Chase Elliott, and Kyle Larson were running away. They had the short speed, and the Joe Gibbs racing cars had the long run speed. So, I mean, hey, at the end of the afternoon, Hendrick Motorsports is taking home back-to-back titles with two different drivers. Chase Elliott last year, who had a rocket ship of a car. Nobody touched that car. And then this year, Kyle Larson, with the adversity up and down this race, cashes in on the brilliant pit stop by the 5 crew, gets done, and wins the championship. Eddie Greer III. I've done it all here in this episode of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. Man, I have seen it all. This is going to go down as one of the probably the goofiest episode of the year, no doubt about it. And it's probably because of what I saw during this recording of the podcast. Again, I'm not even going to mention it, so you guys can figure it out for yourselves on that note. But yeah, Denny Hamlin, you know, another missed opportunity to get that elusive Cup championship again, and he said he want to race to like Mark Martin. So, you know, hey, there you go. The whole Mark Martin, comparison on that. So it'll be interesting next year. I mean, everybody's on the same playing field. Going back to my previous episode of the 3Wire podcast, talking about Frontmore Motorsports and their newest rookie, Todd Gilliland, right? I mean, not only that, you have to learn the next-gen car, continuously learning the next-gen car. All the rest of your competition have to learn the car. So everybody's on that same playing field, and it's going to be when the curtain is open for the 2022 season, right? It's going to be who's going to get the little advantage. I mean, advantage early. That's the team that's going to be the beat early. And then you know the cycles up and down the list, you know. Teams tend to fall off in the middle of the season, but then pick it back up at the end of the season. So, yeah, I mean, there you go right there. So, anyways, there, Denny Hamlin, third place, and another, you know, what could have been in his terrific NASCAR Cup Series career there for Denny Hamlin there, falling short there. And then, last but not least, it looked like, again, Chase Elliott, your fourth place finisher in 2021 in your last championship four contender here. He was leading early on in this race, and you're thinking to yourself, oh, this is going to be another one of these, just like last year, right? With Chase Elliott last year. Dominant car this year was a different story. Everybody seemed to be fast here, and, you know, Chase Elliott drew the short straw here in this case, but not before. You know, obviously his teammate, when you have a teammate like that, he didn't have Kyle Larson to deal with last year. Obviously, due to what happened with him off the racetrack, obviously. But Kyle Larson obviously turned that around into a more of a positive, and he did that in a huge way by winning all these races and winning the championship. Kyle Larson, 10 wins. Chase Elliott, 2 wins this year. Coda, one of those wins was Coda. I think the other one, I have to go back to my tab and look at the other one. 15 top 10s, 21 top. No, Road America. Yes, Road America was the other one. I don't need that tap. Road America, Coda, Chase Elliott, one of the best road course racers in NASCAR, taking those. So Kyle Larson didn't win all of them. So my bad. I'll take that little straw out of the hat there. So yeah, Chase Elliott. Obviously, you know, you think about what might have been if not for diving in with getting the mess with Kevin Harvick at Bristol. I mean, that was just an unfortunate situation there. I think that was just racing, in my opinion, there. And then Chase Elliott said, that's on you. I mean, that's on you. If you're going to do that type of stuff, get back at somebody, give kudos. Hey, give kudos to Chase Elliott. He don't back down from anybody. As quiet as he is, you know what? You don't mess with that guy. I mean, Chase Elliott, calm, quiet, doesn't want to be in the limelight too much, and he won't have that this past year. His teammate is going to take all the bright lights away from him, but he'd rather be in the behind the stages working on stuff. That's the type of guy Chase Elliott is, right? But the 2020 NASCAR champion, another strong year for him, comes up short, the last of the four of these championship four guys to come finish at Phoenix last month as well. So you, you can't fault them for that there. Hey, I mean, in those type of situations, right, you have to hope to play your cards out right. And late in the race there, Chase Elliott, Alan Gustafson, you know, they played the wrong card on this one, unfortunately, for that as well. So, you get to this spot, you know, have a chance at the championship. That's all that matters. At the end of the day, you put yourself in a position where you get yourself in the championship for what she did officially at Martinsville last month. There, you put yourself in that spot to, you know, give yourself an opportunity to do that as well. So that's the championship four, obviously, there as well. Kyle Larson celebrated officially the 2021 championship at the awards banquet in Nashville. Nashville was lit up. They've taken that reins of that on. Now, obviously, I mean, this is just not another out of left field topic, unlike the situation that happened 15 minutes ago, right, literally diagonally in front of me. some stupidity was what happened in front of me. Anyways, the other side of the coin, the Nashville Fairgrounds. I saw something, an article. I haven't read the full details on it. Only just glanced at it a little briefly. That NASCAR is going to get it back officially. Now, all these stories about the fairgrounds and whatnot. I mean, I've never seen this place. I've never seen it before until looking at the rejuvenation plans of the Nashville Fairgrounds. And damn, they look really, really good. They look really, really good. That's all I'm going to say there, man. The plans of how they're going to rebuild that racetrack there. I mean, it's not some, Dale Jr. show. Oh my goodness, Lost Speedways or whatever. Yeah, it is kind of a Lost Speedway because, yeah, I mean, I hear all these stories about the Nashville Fairgrounds, the old, quote unquote, old school Nashville Fairgrounds, and I haven't seen this. And maybe when I have more time in the off season. NASCAR off season, not my off season, but NASCAR's off season. I'm gonna have to YouTube some of that footage a little bit, but it looks really good. I mean, obviously, you don't get the current Nashville right now, the just under a bit of mile and a half Nashville Speedway, which we saw this year. That's what the NASCAR people don't want. They want the old school fairgrounds, and they're gonna get that. I don't know when that project's gonna start. Again, more on that on down the road somewhere when it comes apparent, but they're gonna get that going, and I don't know when that's gonna happen as well. So a lot to look forward to on that aspects of things as well. So Nashville Fairgrounds, the old school, this track will be coming back at some point. I don't know the starting day for that. When I do, you know you're going to hear it on the 3Wide NASCAR podcast.
You're listening to the 3Wide podcast with EG3.
EG3 3Wide NASCAR podcast continues here. I already went over the championship four contenders and where they finished at, obviously. Obviously, they finished. And hold on before I do that. Nope, they did not finish 1, 2, 3, 4. That's the order apparently where they came in. Now, going back a month ago to the results, just the top 10, just to continue the ladder down here. Kyle Larson won this race. Martin Truex Jr. second. Denny Hamlin third. That's three of the four. Then, interrupting the party, Ryan Blaney. Blaney finished fourth in that race for Penske Racing there, capping off a great good season, and he just missed out on being a part. And I really thought he was going to have a say something in getting into the championship four. That did not happen, thanks to he and Austin Dillon getting together there and really, really messing up Blaney's chances of getting into the championship four race there in Phoenix there. But not all in all though, Blaney solid to cap the year with a top five finish. And you find Chase Elliott there in the fifth. That's your top five there. Six, Stuart Haas Racing's Eric Almirola started 18th and finished sixth in this race. And remember, Almirola, I talked about Almirola slightly during the the new car now, testing a few weeks back on his podcast. He showed some speed. Now, obviously, double A, you know, very disappointing. But hey, when you get a win late at New Hampshire with the upset win at New Hampshire, it and making the playoffs, hey, it kind of overshoots, well, a little bit, kind of overshadows that a little bit. But you finish in the sixth, that was good for him. Kyle Busch finished in the seventh spot. Kevin Harvick, let's stop right there for a minute. Harvick finished eighth, and for Kevin Harvick, and I don't know if this was a first for Kevin Harvick in his Cup career, but it's been a long-ass time since Harvick did not win a Cup Series race. I think he did that a long time ago as well, so this is not the first rodeo for Kevin Harvick. And Harvick was in the news this past week as well. And, oh, by the way, Kevin Harvick was on the season finale of the Dale Jr. Download. He and Dale Earnhardt Jr. Iron out some past issues as well. I'm very excited to listen to that. It's just reading at the feedback from the Loose Lugs podcast. I know AJ's behind that account. Shout out, AJ. I think he was talking with Dalton Good, either him or somebody else, on one of the threads there. But the Dale Jr. Download had some good episodes this past year, and haven't listened to the last couple, which I'm going to get caught up with that during the NASCAR offseason as well. So I'm very looking forward to that as well. So I'm very excited to listen to that, because I know, obviously, the famous comment not too long ago between those guys that Dale Jr., this is from Kevin Harvick, not me, Dale Jr., in the lines of a growth spurt of the sport or whatnot. Was it a distraction or some of the lines of that? And I'm very intrigued. And I don't want anybody else to spoil it. All I've heard was just comments. I didn't hear anybody like spoiling it or whatever. So I'm definitely excited to listen to that, along with the Austin Dillon episode as well, which came out a few weeks ago as well. So that's kind of the last two episodes for the Dale Earnhardt, the Dale Jr. Download there. So I'm very excited for that as well. Harvick goes winless in the 2021 season without a victory after 9 wins. That's crazy. It kind of really started late last year with Harvick and the whole weird ass cloud situation at Texas. Well, actually, even a race before that with Kansas, which I was there for, Joey Logano holding off Kevin Harvick with the dirt, quote unquote, dirty air situation, whatever you want to call it. Harvick having one of the faster race cars there and came and get around Joey Logano and win that race there. That was Harvick's to win and letting the 22 win that. That kind of set dominoes effects a little bit. And then just wasn't a factor really at Texas after hitting the wall there. He had a fast race car, but hit the wall when the rains came. That really changed the game, and then the wheels really fell off at Martinsville last year. That kind of started something there, and it carried over in this year. But late in the playoffs, right, Harvick, you saw the Kevin Harvick of old, including that thriller of a finish at Bristol in the playoffs, which he and Chase Elliott had a little conversation afterwards as well. So maybe Harvick has even more motivation next year, to get in the board. I think he and Blaney, out of the rest of the field, really giving a chip for fits throughout the race. And Harvick, it looked like for a moment Kevin Harvick was going to be that guy. Old school Phoenix style, right? You know, he's the king of Phoenix, right? You know, Kevin Harvick, every time we go to Phoenix, got to mention his the first name that comes out of people's mouths, Kevin Harvick, right? So, that team late really showed what they're made of. But hey, at the end of the day, they did not get the victory lane. And Kevin Harvick, Rodney Childers, and that crew are going to have to want to really press that issue, want to really smash that down in 2022 when the new season starts, that's for sure. But they have a little momentum. Yes, next we have the new car now with the one lug nut. But it was Harvick and Amarola really showed some speed. I know it's one or two tests or whatever, but And it's going to be the organization that hits on it first that's going to be standing out as well. But Harvick, yeah, that's the stat that really, other than Denny Hamlin not winning that USA championship still, that's the stat that you say, wow, Harvick, 9 wins last year in 2020 to none in 2021. But ends the year with an 8th place finish at Phoenix. Christopher Bell, Joe Gibbs Racing, finishes 9th. Good first year for Christopher Bell. And so with Joe Gibbs Racing, we'll see what happens next year with those guys. And last but not least, Brad Keselowski ends his Penske career with a top 10 finish, finished in the 10th spot there. And you thought Brad Keselowski was fastest in the lone practice session at Phoenix. You thought, well, I didn't think Harvick's going to be a factor at all. I'm just being honest with you on that. I thought Keselowski was going to play, huge spoiler, not Ryan Blaney, but but Keselowski, you know, and then that three-headed monster of a burnout. I really like that burnout. That was probably, for me, my favorite burnout of the burnouts from Broadway, from watching videos of it. That was pretty sick. that was pretty sick right there, you know, watching that. But, you know, hey, Brad Keselowski, a lot of success. And now you go to Roush and start your own little thing got going on. Roush Keselowski, Roush Fenway Keselowski Racing. That's a handful. We're going to have to get used to saying that a lot. And they also showed a little bit of speed. They were competitive in those next gen test at Charlotte Motor Speedway as well. So Brad is one of those that, you know, he I think that was his plan all along. He wanted to do his own thing a little bit. So then he also lost. I mean, they in the middle of that, toward the end of the regular season, you change spotters, you get TJ Majors, you lose Coleman Presley to Joey Logano as well. So that was a little weird also. I mean, why are you going to change spotters? I mean, we've seen a lot of crazy stuff happen in NASCAR, right? Why are you going to change spotters towards the end of the regular season where you're right there? You're already locked into the playoffs there. So that got a little hairy, but hey, you know, Keselowski now can put his focus on his own team. And that's going to be one of the intriguing stories. You already know that's one of the storylines we're going to keep an eye on moving into 2022. I mean, how this partnership's going to work with the famous Jack Roush still in the game. And now, this is not the first time Keselowski's own team, his own race car team. Go back to the truck series. Daniel Hemric, your new 2021 Xfinity Series champ, was part of that, including, and not only that, Tyler Reddick as well was part of that organization as well. Ryan Blaney was on that organization as well, and they're very competitive, winning races, running up in the top 10, top 5 in the Cable World Truck Series race. So you have to know in that big brand of Brad's that he wants to be competitive, win races. So, and he felt towards the end of the season, well, hey, we're not going anywhere, but we're not winning races, but he gave a hell of an effort at Martinsville there, and that could have got dicey there, and Martin Truex Jr. could have missed it, could have missed the championship four, but a lot of things happened there. Martin Truex Jr., James Small, that call to leave him out there with all that damage, that was a game changer right there, and without that, I mean, Martin Truex Jr. misses that, and maybe, who knows? Maybe Keselowski could have been in the championship four. So who we don't know now, because we're in December. We're approaching the end of the year, and we're looking ahead to 2022 and seeing what this next gen car is all about. Because we're gonna see this car all year. This is the next generation car, officially the new race car in 2022 and moving forward. So this is gonna be. You've heard me say this, guys. In the past off-season episodes on this podcast, right? This is going to be an ongoing situation, ongoing movement, ongoing studies of this car of, okay, how are we going to get better and things like that. So I'm really excited about the last couple episodes of the year that I'm bringing to you as well. So, at the end of the year, Kyle Larson, Hendrick Motorsports, your 2021 NASCAR Cup Series Championship. or champion as well. Excuse me for that. Kyle Larson, no doubt, well-deserved NASCAR Cup champion, finally, and he got it done. There's just no, yeah, you can't say he didn't earn it. He definitely earned his paycheck, and he earned big bucks because of that as well, and you get the big old silver cup. That's almost like big, almost, I'm sorry, another left field moment. That's almost that trophy. That trophy is almost, that's got to be second in size to the Stanley Cup there as well. So there you go on top of that as well. Here it looks like we have some other news here as well here to kind of cap the end of this episode here. Three team members suspended indefinitely for behavioral penalties. This is the first right here. Johnny Roten, crew chief of the 13 Motorsports Business Management for Toyota in NASCAR Cup Series, has been suspended under NASCAR's substance abuse policy. That's not funny. In the NASCAR member code of conduct for violations of sections 4.1, 4.1, 10.4, 4.3, 4.4, and 4.4E. Yeah, that's it. That's algebra stuff there. Of the NASCAR rulebook, Roten was atop of the pit box for 14 cup races in 2021 with five different drivers, which included David Starr, six starts, and Timmy Hill with five as well. And another was suspended. John Byrd, hauler driver for the 38 Front Row Motorsports. I just did an episode about Front Row Motorsports. Again, subscribe to the podcast. Make sure you download it. Check it out. John Byrd suspended. He and the car chief of the 78 Abiche McCloy race, and there's that name again, making some bad choices in the offseason already. Austin Sivich, in the NASCAR Xfinity Series, were suspended for behavioral penalty violations under NASCAR member code book. I'm not even going to mention those numbers again because it's pretty similar to that. So, BJ McLeod, not in the news so far in the offseason for the right reasons. Obviously, go back to one of the episodes or early on in the offseason where his team was caught for testing out of bounds. yeah. This offseason so far, not good for BJ McCloy and for Front Row. That's a big blow for them. I mean, yes, you can get another drive. I don't know how long he's been a hauler driver for Front Row, but yeah, you just can't do that kind of stuff like that. I don't know what they did. What they did individually, and I don't want to know. Just like I don't know what you guys want to saw, what I saw in the middle of this episode, and I'm not gonna even mention that because it's just downright stupidity. You can tell probably from my voice and this. I mean, I don't know what these guys did, and I don't want to know. I don't want to know what they did. All I know is they got suspended, and hey, I mean, I don't know how long, but to end this podcast, yeah, so that, we'll have to, I'm going to put a pin on that for now before I get in trouble. So, man, this has been a good episode, recapping the Cup Championship, Cup season, the Cup playoffs there. Kyle Larson's double-digit season ends up champion of the 2021 NASCAR Cup Series, the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast. Get it! Here we get your podcast. We're on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, iHeartRadio, and more. The 2021 offseason continues, and we are in December. I'm recording this on Friday, December 3rd, heading into the weekend. This will be out Sunday night, as usual. So make sure you download it, check it out as well. Please tell your friends, if you're there NASCAR fans, about the podcast. Is it for me? Time to close the garage on another edition of the 3Watt NASCAR Podcast with EG3. Eddie Greer III saying, appreciate you guys for sticking with the 3Watt Podcast all year long. But we still have a couple more episodes before we officially close on the 2021 book for this year for the podcast anyways. But for now, Kyle Larson, your 2021 NASCAR Cup Series champion.
listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your sports podcasts. Spotify, Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and more. We'll talk to you next time, going 3Wide.